Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading, the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Joshua 1, Psalm 120, 121, and 122, Isaiah 61, and Matthew 9. In Isaiah 61, the Messiah speaks years prior to incarnation and proclaims the coming of the year of the Lord's favor, an obvious allusion to the year of Jubilee that we've already discussed in episodes like 147 and 111. The Jubilee was a year of releasing, returning, and restoring, debts canceled, slaves freed, and a year of celebration of God's goodness to his people. Now here, the prophesied Messiah proclaims that he will bring freedom, comfort, and joy. Let's read the opening verses of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. You guys, for our ministry, this text has become a lightning rod, and it did for me in 2018 as God used it to spur me toward my calling and to stir me up to launch the Unshackled Network. When God led me to it, I was far less familiar with its significance, and soon thereafter would learn as I studied it that Jesus himself found it as a mission statement of sorts as he began his ministry. The anointing that landed on the Messiah in Isaiah 61 is echoed in Luke by Jesus when he stood in the synagogue and read this very same passage as a proclamation of his divinity, pointing to himself as the Messiah in Isaiah 61 and declaring his calling to the spiritually and earthly poor, blind, and imprisoned. I also discovered last summer that Dr. King shared this passage as he took the mantle of leadership at Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, right before the civil rights movement began. One of his many sermons focused on the church's response to this text. Here are a couple excerpts. Dr. King said, "And there is another guideline there. That is that the church is called to preach the gospel to the poor. Poverty is a tragic experience. On the one level, it may be poverty of the spirit. You know we love America and we love the democratic process. America has not been true to all the things she's been called to do. Consequently, America stands in a position of having a sort of poverty of the spirit, which stands in glaring contrast to its scientific and technological abundance. The church must tell America that it isn't enough to soar high in the material realm and the technological realm. We've done that well. In the midst of our affluence, in the midst of the fact that we are the wealthiest nation in the world, we suffer from a poverty of spirit. We've learned to fly the air like birds. We've learned to swim the sea like fish. And yet we haven't learned the simple art of living together as brothers." So you can see that there is an abundance of significance and history tied to this statement of the Messiah in Isaiah 61. The history and importance of this text even resides in many other ministry leaders, and it's tied to the Spirit's calling. Holy Spirit rests where he rests, and when he does, the impact is often this: declaring of the good news of the gospel that has implications of freedom and joy today and into eternity. For us, the specific indications of the good news being for the poor, spiritually and earthly, has been a core understanding when we talk about existing for the marginalized. Why? Because that's what Jesus was about. What are the implications of this passage for you? How might God use such a mission statement in your life to stir you up and spur you toward love and good deeds? As you meditate on this text, what would you imagine your life and ministry might look like if you embraced a reality that the same spirit that rested on the Messiah now lives in you? Let us pray that the Lord would take all of us a step deeper into the understanding of the implications of a passage like this. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your spirit that lives within us. We only have that opportunity because of Jesus and the work that he did on the cross. And we pray right now that you would empower us through your Holy Spirit to embrace the understanding of our calling and to live that out with boldness. Not because we are bold, but because the Spirit within us is. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org with comments, Armand at unshackled.network.org if you need prayer. Subscribe wherever you listen. Rate it so others can get a context for why you're enjoying this. And share it because we need to get the word out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.